This episode of Lex Out Loud is brought to you by the patrons of Starwalker Studios. Learn how you can support the show at lexstarwalker.com/support. Hello and welcome to episode 38 of Lex Out Loud, Writing Science Fiction. I'm your host, Lex Starwalker. This is a podcast for writers, readers, and all lovers of speculative fiction. I'm writing my third novel and taking you along for the ride. The best way to make real progress as a writer, I think, is to set a daily writing goal and to stick to it, writing every day. However, finding the right goal for you can be a bit of a process, and chances are you won't get it exactly right on the first try. Today, I'll talk about how I recently changed my writing goal to something that works better for me and how that's made all the difference. But before we get to that, real quick, I'd like to share what I'm currently reading. I'm actually in between books right now. But I just finished the book, Becoming a Writer, Staying a Writer, The Artistry, Joy, and Career of Storytelling by J. Michael Straczynski. And I really enjoyed that book. I would say it would be my second favorite book on writing, right after On Writing by Stephen King. And so if you're a writer and you haven't read it, I encourage you to check it out. I have a link to it in the show notes at LexStarwalker.com. As far as what I'm watching right now, I think I mentioned this on the show before, but just in case I haven't, I've been re-watching True Blood and having a lot of fun with that. I'm really looking forward to the Wheel of Time show coming out next month. And let's see, Star Trek New Worlds is coming soon, or Star Trek Strange New Worlds. Not sure. Don't remember exactly when that's coming out, but I'm really looking forward to that. We've got a new series or a new season of The Witcher coming soon. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, just lots of great stuff on the horizon. I also watched the first episode of the new Foundation based on the book or books by Isaac Asimov. And I mean, I understand it's a pretty huge tale. So, you know, I don't know even much what it entails after the first episode. I haven't read the books, but it was okay. A little ponderous. I felt the entire scene, first scene, was completely not needed and really kind of wasn't a great way to start the show. I don't think I'm kind of mystified why that was even there, but I think for the first maybe three quarters of that, I was pretty bored and not really into it. And then it started getting more interesting towards the end. So I don't know. We'll see. But visually, it was very cool. There were some cool effects and just some cool visuals that were really cool that I enjoyed. I did take issue with some things that happened with the space elevator that were pretty ridiculous and things would never go down that way. But I'm not going to go into that here. If you're really curious about that, you can check out our Discord. I talked about it a bit in there, but it's kind of hard to talk much about that without some spoilers. So that is in our Discord server with spoiler masking over it for those that don't want to be spoiled. But I'm not going to spoil it on the show. So that's what I've been watching. As far as what I've been playing, I started playing Control Ultimate Edition. I'm most of the way through the main game, and then there's two expansions for that to play, and having a lot of fun with that. I really like the kind of ambiance of that game. I really like the whole, you're in this kind of almost infinite building that just goes on, and lots of weird stuff going on in there. So it's pretty fun. I'm digging it. It's I dig the oldest house. It's a cool place. All right, so today I was originally planning for this episode to get back to our discussion of writing groups and critiquing. It's kind of funny, I've had that episode written for weeks, probably over a month now, and I keep putting it off because I think of other things I want to do. But I really wanted to talk about this today because I did recently change my daily writing goal, and it really made a huge difference. a just huge difference in my writing and the progress I'm making and my enjoyment of the process. So I wanted to talk about that while it's nice and fresh in my mind because it just recently happened. So as I've talked about on the show in the past, in past episodes, I set for myself a daily writing goal of 2,000 words. So I said, you know, when I have a writing day, I'm going to write 2,000 words or more. And I've been shooting for writing 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Now, where that number came from was in his book on writing. Stephen King recommended starting out with a goal of 1,000 words to get going. But he himself writes 2,000 words a day. And my initial plan was to take his advice and start out with 1,000 words. You know, you got to crawl before you walk and walk before you run and all that stuff. So I wasn't initially going to try to do what he does because he's a pro and he's been doing this a long time. So initially I was going to do 1,000 words, but when I started writing on this first draft, the first few days, and it was only like 2 or 3 days. I didn't wait long at all to change my mind. The first 2 days I was hitting even though I'd said my goal was 1,000, I was hitting 2,000 or more words a day, easy every day. So I was like, oh, what the hell? I'm doing 2,000 words anyway. I'm going to set that as my goal. And I was kind of thinking, you know, I want to push myself, right? I don't want to, I mean, I'm 45 years now. I'm 45 years old now. I just had a birthday. So I'm 45 years old and, you know, I haven't published a novel yet. So I don't want to waste any time. I feel like I've already wasted a lot of time in my life as far as being a novelist goes. So, you know, I wanted to push myself. I wanted to do as much as I could, as quickly as I could, and get to the finish line as fast as possible. And I was like, hey, I've, you know, for the past 3 days or however many days it was, I've hit 2,000 words a day, every day or more. So, you know, let's take off the training wheels and go up to a 2,000 word per day goal. So that's what I did. However, I think that it has become a problem. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. So I think looking back now, I think what happened, what was going on is when I first started writing this first draft, I had a lot of material in my mind already, in the buffer, so to speak. I'd spent over a decade thinking about the setting, thinking about ideas about the setting. Oh, shit. What happened? Something happened with my printer. I just wasted some paper because two of the pages stuck together. That's a bummer. I hate wasting paper. I hate wasting anything. Oh, well. Can't undo it now. Maybe I can use the backs of those to do some writing practice or something. I just recently got a fountain pen, and I've always had terrible handwriting my whole life. And actually, I kind of had a convergence of a bunch of different, well, not a bunch, but like three different things in my life came together, kind of pointing me at getting into fountain pens. And what really kind of was a deciding factor for me was reading Straczynski's book, which I just talked about at the beginning of the show. And he just kind of sold me on the mystique and the romance of fountain pens and how for much of the history of writing, that's what people have written with. And so I got one and I've been writing with it and having a lot of fun with it. And actually, it's become part of my writing process now. And I only discovered that because I had a fountain pen and I was trying to find excuses to use it and kind of discovered this way to use it as part of my writing process. It is actually, I think, helping a lot. And it's even part of this whole, you know, changing my writing goal and being much more productive now. But that's a topic for another day. So if you want to hear about that, remind me. And I can talk about that on a future episode, how I'm using the fountain pen in my actual writing process for this novel, because I will probably completely forget about it because this is an aside that is not in my notes. But I've always had horrible handwriting and I don't write in cursive. I haven't written in cursive since elementary school because as bad as my printing is, my cursive is worse. And I got tired of my teachers and everything else complaining about my handwriting. So I started printing everything. So at least it was more legible. And it's always been a point of shame for me how bad my handwriting is. So I'm taking this opportunity of learning to use a fountain pen and slowing down and writing longhand almost as a form of like moving meditation kind of thing. I'm using that opportunity to work on my handwriting and improve my handwriting. And I might even take the plunge. Well, I have taken the plunge and I'm trying to learn Spencerian handwriting. We'll see how I do. My reach might be extending beyond my grasp here, but we'll see. But anyway, wow, huge tangent. Where was I? Okay, right. So I started writing the first draft of this book, and the first few days I was banging out more than 2,000 words a day, no problem. So I'm like, oh, I can do 2,000 words a day, no problem. And I switched that to my goal, which again, this is just a thing in my mind, but it's amazing how much your mind and your mindset and kind of the goals you set for yourself, how much that really matters and makes a difference in how you feel about what you're doing, which is kind of what this is all about today. So I think what had happened though was, like I said, I'd been kind of casually thinking about this setting and gathering ideas for this setting for something like 12 years or more. And then last, I think it was September, I started world building for this in earnest, and I world builded. How do you say that as a verb, past tense? I did world building from September through, I think it was April or May that I started the first draft. I don't remember exactly when, but I did months and months of just world building and research. And a lot of the first season of episodes of this podcast is about all that stuff and the stuff I came up with and all the scientific papers and things I read to build up my timeline and the technology and everything that was going on. So I'd spent a lot of time I'd spent 12 years just kind of thinking about it here and there, and then spent months and months and months just world building, and also thinking about what I might do story-wise. So when I started writing the first draft, I had a lot of material in the buffer, in my brain, to pull from. So of course, I mean, it's so obvious to me now, looking back, of course, in the beginning, for the first few days, I could crank out 2,000 words a day, no problem, because I wasn't necessarily coming up with anything new. I was just writing down the stuff I'd been thinking about for the last 8 months or whatever it had been. But at the time, I didn't think about that. I just thought, oh, I'm a Superman. I can do 2,000 words a day like Stephen King every day because I'm awesome. And also, you know, like I said, I wanted to push myself. I wanted to get this done as quickly as possible while still doing a good job, of course. So I decided to set my goal for 2,000 words. So I have a tracker that I use where every day I write, I track how many words I write and I track how long it takes me. And then it gives me statistics and graphs and pie charts and all this wonderful stuff that I love because I'm a data nerd. So I know, you know, my average words per day, my average words per minute, words per hour, all this stuff. And I can look back on every day I've written and how many words I wrote and all this stuff, which is actually really useful information to have. So, you know, looking back at what I've done up to about 2 weeks ago, most days that I actually wrote, I did write 2,000 words or more. In fact, there were very few days that I got less than 2,000 words. So most days I did surpass 2,000 words. And the days that I did not get 2,000 words, I got well over 1,000. However, that sounds really good. However, I have not been writing every day as consistently as I would like. I have not been writing 5 days a week, every week, since I started in April or March or May or whatever it was. And you can do the math and figure that out for yourself, that I would be a lot further along than I am if I had been doing that. Which, by the way, I just added to the show notes for this podcast, if you go to lexstarwalker.com/LOL and go to one of the episode pages, the show notes, I've added a progress bar. So now every time I put up an episode, I will add the progress bar where I'm at right now. And I am assuming that the final first draft, but I'm assuming that the first draft when I finish it will be around 120,000 words. So that's my target. And so I have a little progress bar that goes from 0 words to 120,000 words. And every time I put out a new episode, I will put in there where I'm at right now. And then it can show you and me and everyone else where I'm at and how, what percentage of the way I am to my goal of 120,000 words for the first draft. And I went back to, I think it's like episode 25, but all of the season two episodes for sure. And then a few of the season one episodes, I went back and did that retroactively. So you can go back through the older episodes and you can see my progress or lack of progress through time. So I thought that would be fun to do going forward. So that's in the show notes. You can see that. But like I said, I have these statistics because I have this tracker that I do every day to track how many words I'm writing and how long it's taking me. So that's how I know all these numbers. So like I said, the days that I wrote, I was writing 2,000 words or more often than not. And even the few days that I didn't hit 2,000 words, I was well over 1,000, but I was not writing every day like I wanted to. I wasn't even writing, you know, 5 days a week like I wanted to. Not even close, to be honest. And I truly believe, and I don't know that it's even a belief. I think it's kind of a fact, but we'll call it a belief. I truly believe that consistently writing every single day is much more important in the long run than hitting a higher word count on a given day is. Consistency is way more important than anything else. I'm writing a novel. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So, you know, I did a whole episode about this, about, you know, trying to write 10,000 words in a day or whatever. You know, that's not where I'm at. And I'm not saying this is the only way, but this is the way for me. Consistency is the most important thing. I'd rather write 100 words every day than every once in a blue moon I write 10,000 words and then the rest of the time I'm doing nothing. Any number every single day is better than some other number once in a while, no matter what the numbers are. That's the way I feel about it. And my experience is bearing that out. So yeah, I a couple weeks ago, I kind of took a long, hard look at this because I was spending way too many days where I wasn't writing and, you know, coming up with excuses not to write. And, you know, I was like, what is going on here? And I talked with my wife about it and she was a huge help. She really encouraged me to go back to 1,000 words. And I think honestly, that's what got me thinking about it is she kept, because I would get like legitimately pissed off. Every day I either didn't write or I didn't get my 2,000 words, I would be pissed at myself and I would be in a bad mood for the rest of the day. And, you know, she has to live with me. She noticed this and she's like, you know, I really wish you would just go back to 1,000 word goal because, you know, I think it would work better for you. And, you know, she knows what she's talking about, it turns out. So I think what was happening is that the 2,000 word per day goal is just a little bit much for me right now. It's a little, for whatever reason, and I think there are probably a few different reasons, but it's just too much. It's not a good goal for me right now. It's too high. And I think, you know, part of the reason is, you know, most days when I sit down to write, I don't know exactly what I'm going to write that day. I don't know the next scene inside and out, what I'm going to do. You know, I am in a lot of ways discovery writing a lot of this. And, you know, like I was saying in the beginning, when I had a lot of things figured out for the first few chapters, it was really easy to write 2,000 words a day because I already kind of knew what I was going to do. And it was just kind of writing it down. It wasn't coming up with it, if that makes sense. You know, I'd sit down and I would just write the material I already had in my mind, where now I exhausted all that a long time ago. So now most days I sit down and I have to figure out what I'm going to write that day and then write it. And to do that and do a 2,000 words, at least for me right now, it's too much. And then when I don't hit 2,000 words, I feel like I failed. Even if I got close, even if I write 1,800 words or 1,900 words, I feel like a failure. I feel like I didn't do what I set out to do, and I get angry at myself and the universe, but mostly myself. And I'm just in a very negative emotional place. I'm upset. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm feeling like I'm not good enough. Like I can't do this. It's just a bad situation. And I feel like that every day I don't hit 2,000 words. So that then demoralizes me and then makes it even harder the next day to sit down and write and to actually hit 2,000 words if I actually sit down and write. Also, some days, even if the last day was great or it's a Monday and I took the weekend off, some days I sit down to work, write, and I'm just thinking, God, I got to write 2,000 words a day. And it just seems daunting. It seems like I can't do it. I'm like, oh, that, you know, it seems so hard. And so that makes it harder to even get started. Now, like I said, I have this spreadsheet tracking all this stuff. So when I was thinking about this and considering changing my goal from 2,000 to 1,000, I went and looked at my average. So this is taking every day I've written on this project, which this is also including all the prequel stuff I did, because I spent the first month and a half, most of what I wrote, I ended up deciding is going to be part of a prequel and is not part of the first book and is not part of my current word count. I forget how many thousand words that was that I basically cut out already and said, this is going to be another story. So just looking at my average per day since I started, right now that's at a little over 1,100 words a day. So that's the average, averaging it all out. So I was like, okay, I'm averaging 1,100 words a day. If I set my goal at 1,000, then on an average day, I will hit that goal. And I don't remember how many, but there aren't very many days that I got less than 1,000. In fact, there might only be one or two, or there might not be any. But I think maybe there is one or two days I did like 800 or 900 and something. But other than that, you know, most of the days were over 1,000, and the average is 1,100. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try this because obviously what I'm doing now isn't working. You know, there's a lot of days I'm not writing at all, and I'm just emotionally, mentally, I'm very upset with myself. I'm not having fun with it anymore. And I just knew like something has to change. It's like, I can't sustain this. This isn't good. So my wife, Nikki, was saying, you know, I don't think 2,000 is high enough. I think it's too high. I think you should do 1,000. And so, you know, I looked at that average and I saw 1,100. I was like, all right, I'll do 1,000. And, you know, I can always increase it, but let's set it at 1,000 and at least, you know, hit that every day and start feeling better about what I'm doing and start feeling like I'm succeeding instead of failing. So what I did, and this was 2 weeks ago, I reset my daily goal from 2,000 to 1,000. And it was difficult the first few days to just drill it into my own brain that I'm not going for 2,000, I'm going for 1,000. And I think the first couple of days, I actually just made myself stop once I hit 1,000. Like I'd finished the sentence or the paragraph I was on, and I was like, I'm done. I'm going to really get it through to myself that I'm not shooting for more than 1,000. So I think I did that the first few days just to drive it home. So I reset my daily goal to 1,000 words per day, and I'm focusing on trying to write or on writing, not trying to write, on writing every day. And by every day right now, I mean Monday through Friday. So 5 days a week, 1,000 words per day, 5,000 words a week. So, you know, I am right now, I'm allowing myself one or two days off for the weekend. Up to this point, I've been taking the whole weekend off, but I would like to start writing on Saturdays. So I'm only taking one day off a week. And I think with the 1,000 word per day goal that I will be able to motivate myself to write on Saturdays too. Because 1,000 words is, it just seems so much more doable than 2,000. So once I'm consistently hitting 1,000 words per day, 6 days a week, then maybe I will up the goal to say 1,100. Then once I'm doing that consistently, 6 days a week, then 1,200 and so on. So again, you know, before I will even consider raising my goal above 1,000 words per day, I need to be doing 6 days a week. So until that's happening, you know, that's the next step. So right now, my goal is 1,000 words per day, 5 days a week. And when I'm ready, which I'm going to actually try this week to do this, then I'm going to start writing on Saturdays too and do 1,000 words per day, 6 days a week. So right now, at the time of recording this, I'm a little over 54,000 words in book one. Again, this isn't counting the prequel stuff that I wrote. So if I do 1,000 words per day, 6 days a week from now on, I will hit my soft goal of 120,000 words near the end of this year, which would be fantastic. If I could be done with this first draft by the new year, I would be ecstatic. That'd be so great. So that's kind of, you know, my only real goal right now is 1,000 words per day, hopefully getting to 6 days a week, but kind of the pie in the sky is to hit 120,000 by the end of the year, which if I do 1,000 words, 6 days a week, I'll hit that. Or it might be a day or two past the end of the year, but it'll be really close. But I think I'll hit it because, like I said, a lot of days I go above 1,000 words. So, you know, I'm hopefully going to get there by the end of the year. All right. So part of the rules of this whole thing to me is if on a given day I am writing and I'm going strong and it's just flowing, I can go beyond 1,000 words if I want to. And I do a lot of days. But if I do that, I still have to do 1,000 words the next day. So let's say today is Thursday. I wrote a little over 1,500 words today. So I wrote 1,500 words today. That does not mean that tomorrow on Friday, I only need to do 500, right? It doesn't carry over if I go over. I still have to do 1,000 tomorrow. And that's just my personal, the rules I'm setting up for myself. I have to do 1,000 words per day minimum because I want to get this done. So getting it done more quickly is awesome. So if I can do more, I will. But, you know, that minimum is 1,000 because the last thing I want to do is make this take any longer than it's already going to. It's really working. So I'm going to talk more into the specifics of what's happening now. I've been doing this for 2 weeks now, but it's been night and day. It's been a huge difference. It's changed everything. And I think one of the reasons it's helping so much is that when I try to do 2,000 words a day, or when I was trying to do 2,000 words a day, I pretty much completely exhausted whatever material I had at that point in that 2,000 words. So when I finished that 2,000 word day, I was, the well was empty. I had nothing left. So then by the next day, when I sat down to write, I had to come up with another 2,000 words of material. You know, what comes next? And it was just too much to do. If instead I'm doing 1,000 words per day, what I found is that a lot of the days when I write, when I get to 1,000 words, even if I go a little beyond that, even if I go to 1,500 words or whatever, wherever I feel like stopping that day, I still have some material left in the buffer that I haven't used yet. When I end the day, I have ideas of either how that scene is going to finish out if I haven't finished the scene I'm in, or how the next scene is going to start. So when I sit down the next day, even if I didn't have any time to think about it since I finished the day before, I have a little something to start with. And then a lot of times, you know, most days I am able to think about it between writing sessions and I come up with still more. So since I made this change 2,000 weeks ago. Wow. Since I made this change 2 weeks ago, I have been writing every day much more consistently. I've also been writing more words per week, not necessarily more words per day, but, you know, when I look at how many words I write each week compared to before when I was trying to do 2,000 words a day, I'm getting more per week now, even though I cut my daily goal in half. And that's because I'm actually writing 5 days a week instead of one or two or three. So to give you an idea of how bad things got before I made this change, the week before I made this change, I didn't write one single day. That's how demoralized I was, how frustrated I was, how burnt out I was. I didn't write one single day. And imagine how I felt after 5 days in a row of saying, I should write 2,000 words today, and I didn't write one single word. I felt pretty awful. So my current stats as of now, so when I said my average was 1,100 words per day, that I guess that was before I made the change. So now that I've made the change, my average has actually gone up to 1,155 words per day and 23 words per minute, if you care about that. Now that words per minute, that's a timer. I don't start till I start actually writing. So, you know, if I'm in the middle of a scene and I have to go look up a name or I have to go research something about Korean culture or something, I don't stop the timer for that. But I don't count, you know, I usually spend some time doing some world building or research before I start. So I don't start the timer until I start actually writing. So it doesn't count whatever I do beforehand. But, you know, it's as precise as I care to get. But yeah, 23 words per minute is my average right now. So last week, I wrote 4 days out of five. So I only missed one day. And last week was my birthday week. So I actually did write on my birthday, but then the day after my birthday, I took off because we went and did something. I don't remember what. And I was like, okay, it's my birthday this week. I can get one day off for my birthday. But I wrote the other 4 days that week and did the 1,000 words or more each of those days. This week, now I'm recording this on Thursday night. This week, I have so far written all 4 days this week. So I wrote Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and tomorrow's Friday. And I will write tomorrow. This is my second week. I have no doubt, you know, unless some cataclysm happens, I will write my 1,000 words tomorrow. I'm certain of that. And I never had that before. I was so hit or miss with my writing days that I would have never said, oh, I'll definitely do my words tomorrow. Now I'm like, oh yeah, tomorrow's Friday. I'll definitely get my 1,000 words. So this week I will have done 5 days of at least 1,000 words per day. Plus, I'm really hoping to write Saturday this week. Now, I can guarantee you I will write tomorrow on Friday. I'm not going to guarantee you I will write Saturday, but I'm going to try. So if I do that, that'll be 6 days. Since I've changed my goal 2 weeks ago, I have written at least 1,000 words every single day that I did write. And again, so far, I've only missed one day, and it was my birthday. Three of those days in the last 2 weeks, I have written more than 2,000 words. One of them was 2,684, which I'm pretty sure is the most words I've written in a single day on this project so far. Two of the other days in the last 2 weeks, I wrote more than 1,500 words. So out of 9 days, five of them were 1,500 words or more, which is more than half of the days. So even though I decreased my goal from 2,000 to 1,000, more than half of the time, I'm actually writing 1,500 or more. But the important thing is, which, I mean, that's awesome, but the most important thing is that I'm writing every day, consistently. When I was shooting for 2,000 words per day, there were a lot of days that I didn't write at all. I just felt like I couldn't do 2,000 words, so I ended up doing nothing. Now, even on days that I don't feel like writing, or I'm not sure what I'm going to write or what happens next, I think to myself, I can surely bang out 1,000 words. Once I get going, it only takes me about a half hour to do that, unless I have to do a bunch of research or something. But, you know, when I kind of know what's coming next and I don't have to go do a bunch of research, I can bang out 1,000 words in 20, 30 minutes or so. So it just seems more doable, right? Even when I'm not in the mood or I don't feel well, I don't want to do it. It's like, dude, once you just start banging on the keys, it's only 30 minutes. It's only 1,000 words. You can do it. And it works. I do it. So not only do I hit the 1,000 words, but I usually get a good chunk more than that. So for instance, today was actually a day like that. I had a lot of stuff going on today. I had to go to the chiropractor. I had to go to physical therapy. My wife and I went out and got lunch. So by the time I actually got around to sitting down to write, it was about the time I'm done most days. And I really didn't want to do it. because, you know, it was time to be done. It was like evening time. It was time to relax or whatever. And I didn't, you know, I wasn't feeling it. I didn't feel like doing it. But I've been doing so well with this. I'm like, I don't want to have a day of not writing. It's only 1,000 words. If I bang it out, it'll only take me 20, 30 minutes. And I force myself to do it. And not only did I do it, but I ended up writing more than 1,500 words. So I got going, I got into it, I was having fun with it, and I went well beyond what I was shooting for, even though in the beginning, I didn't want to do it. That never happened when I had the 2,000-word goal. I would just not do it. So it's really amazing to me how much just making this shift in my mindset has made a difference. I'm now consistently writing every day, Monday through Friday, and getting 1,000 words at least each of those days. That's how novels are written, my friend. That's how you do it. I also think I'm going to be able to get up to 6 days a week. I really do. Because again, 1,000 words just seems very doable, and it's something I can force myself to do even when I don't want to. And you know, again, if I have a pretty good idea of what I want to write, it doesn't take that much time, like half hour tops. So the way it's been working out, it seems like. Now, my chapters vary in length. A lot of times a chapter in this book is a single scene. So usually if I write a scene and it's a good, you know, it's a good number of words in that scene, when the scene's over, I just start a new chapter. However, sometimes I'll have a few shorter scenes that kind of string together. And so a lot of times I'll put those in a single chapter. If there's not, you know, if I have like maybe three scenes in a row where not a whole lot happens in each scene, they're pretty short, I'll just make that one chapter. So, you know, my chapters vary in length. You know, some chapters are three times as long as some other chapters. But it seems like 1,000 words usually comes out to about half of one of my shorter chapters, or a third or a fourth of one of the longer chapters. 1,000 words is usually either an entire scene or most of a scene. So that's very doable for me in one day, because that's, you know, I talk about words a lot because that's the only real way for me to know how far I'm going or how far I'm getting. Cause I, you know, I'm saying I'm shooting for 120,000 words for the novel for the first draft, which that's kind of an arbitrary number that I just picked that's within the range of what's accepted for science fiction debut novels. And it's kind of at the lower end of that range because I wanted the book to be as short and tight as possible. So words let me know kind of how far I am towards that goal. But as far as like how I approach it as a storyteller, I think about it in scenes, which is probably how you think of it too. So like I said, 1,000 words is usually either an entire scene or it's most of a scene. So that's very doable for me in one day. I can usually, you know, while I'm going to sleep at night, think about what I want the next scene to be and at least have some ideas. So when I sit down to write the next day, I kind of know where I'm going for the next scene. And it's also doable for me if I'm just kind of winging it. You know, I can kind of come up with the first half or three quarters of a scene, just kind of winging it if I need to. So once I get going, even if I'm not sure what exactly to do, I can at least get far enough into a scene to reach 1,000 words, even if I don't get all the way through the scene, even if I don't know exactly how the scene is going to end or turn out, I can at least get well into it, which will be 1,000 words. Then by the next day, I usually know how to end that scene if I didn't finish it, or I have an idea of how the next scene at least is going to start if I did finish the scene I was working on the next day. So kind of from a scene point of view, 1,000 words, at least for me, comes out to be oftentimes slightly less than a scene, which is just, as a storyteller, it's a very manageable thing for me to do every day. Because, you know, let's say today I ended the scene I'm in, and tomorrow I'm going to start a new scene. All I need to come up with by the time I sit down to write tomorrow is, what is the next scene going to be? Or at least, how is the next scene going to start? Where is it going to take place? Which characters are going to be involved? How's it going to start? And then I can start writing and kind of write what I come up with and discovery write to fill in the blanks. And I may not get through the entire scene. I may not know how the scene ends, but I can get far enough along in it that I get 1,000 words. And then for the next day, I just need to figure out how that scene ends. And then that's my next 1,000 words. Or let's say somehow, you know, I end the day partway through a scene, then I guess that's kind of what I just said, right? Then, you know, I'm either ending the day at the end of a scene, and for the next day, all I got to figure out is how the next scene starts, or I end the day somewhere in a scene, and for the next day, all I have to do is figure out how that scene ends. And then, you know, sometimes, for instance, you know, I end the day partway through a scene, the next day, I finish that scene, and maybe I'm only at 500 words, so I can't stop because I have to do at least 1,000. So then I have to sit there and think about, okay, what's the next scene going to be? And then at least get that going. But, you know, 500 words, I'm not going to have to go very far into that scene at all before I hit my goal. And, you know, kind of the way it's been working out is usually if I start a new scene and I don't finish it by the time I'm done that day, you know, it's 1,000 or more words, I'm more than halfway through the scene. I'm usually like 3/4 of the way through the scene. So I know that, okay, unless the scene goes long, which sometimes they do, sometimes I come up with stuff or the dialogue just takes off and they go longer than I think they will. But unless that happens, I know, okay, tomorrow I'm going to need to wrap up the scene and then start the next scene. So that night, I'm not only thinking about how am I going to finish the scene I'm in, but then I'm also thinking what comes next. And a lot of times I have an idea of what the next scene is probably going to be anyway. And, you know, the way it's been going lately is things are taking more words than I think they will. So I've been writing this bit this week where one of the characters gets injured and she's in the hospital. And I decided pretty early in this week what was going to happen after she's recovered from that and she's done with the whole hospital and being sick thing or being injured. But what ended up happening was as I was writing the scenes each day, it just took there. I had a lot more for that than I thought about, like dealing with her recovery. And so I had probably since like Monday or Tuesday, I knew what was going to come next. And I'm only now tomorrow on Friday going to actually write that next thing because I ended up spending the whole week writing scenes about her, you know, being in the hospital and recovering and all that stuff because it just took me places and I had a lot more material for that than I realized, or I came up with more than I thought I was going to. So that's what I've been finding is, you know, more and more as I go forward with this 1,000-word goal, it's very rare now that I get to a point where I'm in the middle of my writing day, I still need words, and I don't have any idea what's coming next. Where with the 2,000-word goal, that was how always, like I was always hitting that wall where now I don't know what to do. So I think that's also part of why this is a sweet spot for me, is 1,000 words is a small enough number that I'm never completely exhausting my material. So every day I have at least something to start with. And once I get going, you know, it's easier to keep going and the ideas just start coming once I'm going. But to start out the day and have no clue what comes next, that I find that really difficult. So I want to be clear here. I am not saying that 1,000 words per day is what you should do. I am not saying that's the right number for you or for everyone or anyone. I've just found that that's right now, that is the right number for me. That's a sweet spot for me. That's the perfect goal for my daily word count that is enough that, you know, I'm going to get there and it's not going to take forever. But it's not so much that it's more than I can handle. It's a really comfortable number for me. I don't feel like 1,000 words is pushing me at all because so many days I go beyond it. Like today was kind of a bad day. I didn't want to do it and I did 1,500 words. But, you know, I'm starting to think now that maybe this whole idea of pushing myself is just stupid because I was trying to push myself 2,000 words like I'm my own drill sergeant, you know, or like, you know, when you're lifting weights and they're pushing you to do one more rep, you can do it, you know, don't be a wussy or whatever. It just wasn't working. And I was getting really frustrated and disheartened, and just, it wasn't fun and I wasn't enjoying it. So I'm starting to think that this whole idea of pushing myself is maybe just a stupid idea, because I mean, yeah, maybe 1,000 is kind of low, because so often I do go well above it, but you know, the proof is in the pudding, right? I mean, I'm putting out more words every week than I was, and I'm happy and I feel good about what I'm doing, and I look forward to writing every day now. And it's like this constant thing. It's not spits and starts like it was before. It's like every day I'm adding pages to the manuscript, and I'm watching my stack of papers grow every day, and it feels really good and it's really fun. So, I mean, really, who gives a shit if 1,000 words is a big number or a small number? It's just like a mental trick, right? It's like, it doesn't really mean anything. The only meaning is the meaning I give it. And if that's the number that makes me feel good about what I'm doing and motivates me and keeps me going, then that's a good number. And who cares if it's higher or lower than your number or Stephen King's number or whoever, you know, that doesn't matter. So yeah, I'm not saying that this is the right number for you. You're going to have your own number. It could be more, it could be less. It doesn't, you know, if your number is 500, that's fine. It's not like you're half the writer I am, because you're doing 500 words a day and I'm doing 1,000. It doesn't, like, that doesn't matter. What matters is that you find what works for you, that keeps you motivated and keeps you in the trenches doing the work and showing up every day and doing the work, you know, butt in chair, hands on keyboard. That's what matters. Whatever that number is, who cares? What matters is it that you're producing every day and that you're getting closer to your goal every day and you're feeling good about what you're doing and you're not beating yourself up and feeling like you're a failure, because that's definitely how I was feeling. So I tend to be very competitive with myself. In fact, the one time I saw a therapist, he told me I was way too hard on myself. So I know that's like a thing I do. And I think sometimes that can be a good thing, like being competing with yourself and trying to push yourself and trying to stretch yourself to do more than you've done before. That can sometimes be a good thing. It can motivate you to do better or do more, but it can also be a detriment, and you can defeat yourself with that if I'm setting my goals too high and then I'm regularly failing to meet them, which is what happened. So this has shown me beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is far better to shoot for 1,000 words per day and hit it every day, get there every day, than it is to shoot for 2,000 words and not make it every day. And honestly, the important thing isn't even what's my word average per day and has that gone up, or how many words am I doing per week and has that gone up. That's not even the most important part of it. The most important part is the difference and how I feel about what I'm doing. You know, when I hit that goal every day, when I hit 1,000 words, even more when I go way beyond it, when I hit 1,500 words or 2,000 words or more, and my goal was 1,000. But even just when I hit 1,000, I feel good. I feel proud of myself. Like I did a good job. It makes me feel like I can do this. You know, like I can do this. I can, not only can I finish this book, but I can write another book and another one and another one and another forever. And that's huge, because when I was trying to do 2,000 words a day, I was really starting to wonder if I can even do it. I'm like, even if I finish this book, am I really going to be able to write another one? Am I going to be able to write a book or more every year for the rest of my life? I didn't feel like I could do it. I was really getting afraid that I didn't have it in me. But just by changing my goal to 1,000 words and just hitting that goal every day, now I feel like I could do this forever, you know, until my body gives up and I die. I can do 1,000 words a day for the rest of my life. No problem. I look forward to it. It's going to be fun. So, you know, meeting those goals, it motivates me. It keeps me going. Missing the goal feels terrible. I get angry at myself. I get disappointed with myself. And that, at the end of the day, that does the opposite of motivating me. It makes it very likely that the next day, I'm just not even going to try. I'm just going to read all day and not write anything. Where when I hit my goal, even if it's 1,000 words or whatever it is, 100, whatever my goal is, if I hit it, then the next day I want to write. It's like today, you know, kind of like I said, I wasn't feeling it. I didn't want to do it. And I really thought about just saying, screw it, I'm not going to do it today. You know, it's not like I answered to anyone other than my wife. And she's very supportive. It's not like she'd, you know, throw me out to the couch because I didn't write one day. But I've been hitting that goal consistently. And I didn't want to break that record. You know, I'm like, I've done 1,000 words a day, every day that, you know, other than the weekends, every day for the last 2 weeks. I don't want to break that streak today just because I'm feeling lazy or it's late and I don't want to do it. I can do it. It's only 30 minutes if I bang it out. Or even if it's an hour, it's only an hour, you know, which it was, you know, today, because I had to do some research and stuff. I think it was like 2 hours I spent today. So don't think that I'm banging out 1,000 words in 30 minutes every day. It's not like that. That's when I know exactly where I'm going. I don't have to do any research. I don't have to look anything up. I don't have to stare into space and figure out what's going to happen. When it just comes to me, I can do that. But, you know, that's not every day. Like today, I think it took me 2 hours to do it, but I did it. And I ended up doing 1,500 words. So my advice to you is, if you've set a goal, a daily writing goal of a word count, and you're not hitting that goal every single day, or at least I'd say 9 days out of 10. So let's say you write 5 days a week like I do. If in 2 weeks, if you are missing that goal more than one day every 2 weeks, I would suggest to you that that goal is too high for you and you should lower it. And lower it by a significant amount. I cut mine in half. And if you do know your average, if you track that kind of thing and you know what your average words per day is, set your goal below that. My average is 1,100 something and my goal is 1,000. So it's a, you know, like 10% or something below my average. Don't set it at your average, set it below your average. You will feel so much better about what you're doing. And I think like me, you'll find that you will often surpass that goal, whatever it is, by a decent margin, which will be awesome. And you'll feel even better on the days that you do that. But even on the days you don't do so well, you'll still hit the goal and you'll still feel good about what you're doing. And most importantly, you're never failing, right? Failing doesn't feel good. And the goal is arbitrary anyway. We set the goal, right? So why set a goal that's going to make you feel like a failure even one day every 2 weeks? Who wants to feel like a failure one day every 2 weeks? I don't. Definitely don't want to feel like a failure every day of the week, which is how I felt before. So lower that goal if you need to. So you're succeeding every day, you're hitting your goal every day, and you're not beating yourself up, and instead you're feeling encouraged. Now, eventually, like I said before, I may try to increase that goal, you know, because I do want to do this professionally. And although 1,000 words per day is fine for a professional writer, and in fact, I think there are a good number of professional writers out there that do significantly less than that, I think ultimately I will be able to do more. I think 2,000 words per day is within my grasp. Not now, not right now, but one day, I think will be even beyond 2,000 words. I think one day will be in my grasp. So I want to get there if I can. But again, the most important thing is succeeding every day and setting a goal I can achieve every day. That's much, much more important than making that number get bigger. So probably for this book, for the rest of this first draft, I'm not going to let myself change it until this first draft is done. It's 1,000 words per day. Instead, what I'm trying to do is go from 5 days a week to 6 days a week. Because again, I think consistency is the most important thing. Maybe I'll try to do 7 days a week. that might be a better thing to do than try to increase the word count per day is go from 6 days to 7 days once I get to 6 days. But when I do increase the goal, maybe for book two, when I start the first draft for the second book, maybe then I'll try increasing the goal. But if I do, I'm only going to increase it to 1,100. I'm not going to go from 1,000 to 2,000. I'll go to 1,100, which is a 10% increase, and see how I do. Because again, the most important thing is to hit the goal every day, and that's much more important than making that goal bigger. And again, there's nothing stopping me from blowing the goal out of the water on a given day and going way beyond it if I want to. So, you know, that goal isn't limiting me in any way. So why push my luck by trying to make that number bigger until I know for sure that I'm ready to do that? And even then, I will be very conservative in doing that. So consistency, I think, is the most important thing. Doing the work every day is the most important thing. And enjoying what you're doing is the most important thing. Because if you're doing it every day, I mean, you want to enjoy it, right? So yeah, I think I've said enough about that. I think I got across what I hope to get across. So again, you know, 1,000 may not be the right number for you. Maybe it's way too small for you. Maybe it's way too big for you. The key is to find the number that works for you. So again, if you're, whatever your goal is, if you're missing that even one day every 2 weeks, I would seriously consider lowering it. I really would. Because even one day every 2 weeks of feeling bad about what you're doing is too much in my mind. And it's not going to hurt you. Again, you know, I'm just one case study, but I cut my goal in half and I am writing way more now than I was before. I'm writing more words per day or per week. I'm sorry. I'm writing more words per week now, even though I cut my daily goal in half than I was before. And that's because I'm being consistent. And also because I'm so happy and excited with what I'm doing. A lot of times I'm going way beyond that goal anyway. So yeah, the goal is not a limitation. It's just the starting place. It's just the minimum that you're going to do every day. And one final thing, just as kind of an aside to this, this is all assuming that you are setting a goal in the form of a word count, a number of words per day. And part of the reason I do it this way is within limits, I can spend as much time each day to hit that goal as I need to. Now, you may be in a situation where your schedule is very tight and you can't do that, and you have to really carve out time to write. So an equally valid way to approach this is to, instead of setting a goal of a word count every day, you can set a goal of a time. And that time is however much time you can devote to writing every day. So let's say you only have an hour that you can carve out reliably every day. Then, you know, a good goal would be to say, I am going to write for an hour every day. So now that gets a little more tricky because, you know, you have to be, you know, mindful of actually spending that hour writing and having the discipline to do that. You're not spending that hour, you know, on Twitter or whatever. But, you know, some people, that's what they have to do because of their situation, and they only have so much time. And there are definitely writers who have been successful doing that, where they say, I write an hour every day, or I write 2 hours every day. So that's another way to approach it. But I would say only do that if you have to. If your situation requires it, you only have so much time, then, you know, any goal that you can consistently achieve is good. You know, it's, again, it's the consistency. But if you can commit to a word count and find the time every day to do that, then that's where you want to be at. But if you can't, then it's totally awesome to instead commit yourself to a certain amount of time. So yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this was helpful to you. And man, if this helps one person to kind of have this revelation that I've had and go from a place of feeling like a complete and utter failure to feeling pretty damn good about what you're doing, like this is happen for me, then that would make me extremely happy. So hopefully that will be the case, that at least one person out there can be helped out by learning from my mistakes. So if you would like to reach me, you can email me at lexoutloudpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Lex Starwalker. You can also call my voicemail, 951-465-5391. Finally, I have a Discord server, and you can join and hang out with me and the other listeners there. You can find a link to that, as well as links to the books I talked about today and, you know, anything I talk about in any episode in the show notes at lexstarwalker.com/LOL. And finally, if you would like to support the show, if you'd like to support me and what I'm doing here and give a little back, then I highly encourage you to become a patron. Really appreciate and thank all of the patrons who help me out every month. And finally, if becoming a patron is not possible for you, there are other ways you can help me out, and you can find all those at lexstarwalker.com/support. So thanks again for tuning in, and really hope that this is helpful to you, as helpful as it has been to me. You know, I am figuring this out as I go, and I was really excited to talk with you about this today, because it's just been night and day the difference this has made, not only in my productivity, but just in my emotional state and my enjoyment of what I'm doing and my confidence in what I'm doing. And I'm sure the writing is better for it too. So I'll see you again soon for another episode. And until then, keep writing.